the concentration of media ownership in the corporate sphere, the bias is so heavy, like in a criminal sense. The owner of a newspaper won't report on their own crimes. It's sort of like, in a nutshell, what it comes down to. And it just seemed like over the years, you know, that concentration becoming more and more intense. And even within the last year, what we're seeing down south with some major media news outlets coming under the control of essentially the billionaire class. I think it's crucial that we have these alternatives, these, you know, real music made by real people and people who are passionate about creating space for alternative viewpoints to be heard. It's crucial for democracy, I think, to have these viewpoints and this programming to continue on. You know, it's accessible, it's free for everybody to tap into, it's participatory. I think all the, you know, if you're passionate about it, you can get involved in different capacities. It's like this is...
The following is CKUW 95.9 FM original programming created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Stallion horse. Hi, hello, welcome to the old Completely Asinine radio program here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are live for the second week in a row Because as we all know, ever since I got a new part in my heart, I like to pre-record the shows and do random things on a regular basis.
You do random things on a regular basis, I can admit.
Live in the studio for 2 weeks in a row. Fantastic. We are here for Fun Drive 2026. And what you need to do as a listener is to phone in and talk to Electric John, because he's going to be taking our pledges this evening at 204-774-6877. Once again, that's 204-774-6877. And this week, we actually have a special guest in studio.
Who's that?
What nom de plume do you want to go with today?
I'm Joel.
Okay, you're gonna go with your real name.
Why not?
Okay, fair. I've always never hidden behind a fake DJ name either.
Yeah,
I've always just been Chris.
Yeah, we're all peeps here.
Exactly. So we're here with Joel, Joel Claverkamp, who I was thinking about this earlier today. While people should be phoning 204-774-6877, I was thinking about it earlier today. When did we actually first meet?
And you're asking the wrong person.
I know, right? And I don't really have a specific meeting story. No,
but
right?
I find that's true with a lot of people for me, because people are just in the music scene, and then I regret to admit that I probably meet them a few times before it like clicks in. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah,
just because you meet people all the time if you're going out regularly to shows. So
exactly, and then there's always the people that you meet at all of these shows that for years. You never actually know their name.
Yeah, you just know them to see them and give them the nod.
You know, exactly. Yeah. You give them the nod. You're like, hey, nice to see you at another show. You chit-chat. You have a beer.
Yeah.
You continue on. But I was I because I like to talk about how much CKUW has evolved from my very first experience with it, when it was still in-house. Yeah. On campus,
closed
being broadcast,
circuit.
Closed circuit, broadcast out of the basement. Once again, 204-774-6877. And listening to people like Electric John.
Is that Electric John?
That's Electric John.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Electric John Negrich out there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
If you're familiar with, early 90s Stylist magazine, you'll remember the name Electric John.
Of course.
Being
even current Stylist magazine.
Yes.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back. Yeah, there's some new issues, and hopefully there's going to be a Roman John article.
Perfect. All right. So 204-774-6877 is the number to call to make your pledge towards campus and community radio. But what I was trying to say was the fact that the community that I erupted into thanks to sitting underneath a speaker at the bottom of the stairs here in the buffeteria of Centennial Hall and at the University of Winnipeg, I met people that became, instant friends because we were all friends sitting underneath the speaker, listening to the radio station broadcast closed circuit. And one of them was like, so a friend's band is playing the show. You got to go see them. And I went, okay, what are they called? He's like, Gingerbread Men. I'm like, all right, cool. What are they like? He's like,
yeah, what were we like?
Words don't really quite. He's like, well, there's a little, he's like, they're punk, but they're not punk. They're funk.
But we're also not funk.
But they're not funk.
No.
There's polka in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of humor.
Yeah.
There's
costumes.
An entire festival named after poo.
Yeah.
So I was I just went, Gingerbread Man. All right, cool. I'll check that out. And I went and saw a show, and there was story time, and I was hooked based on the fact that a band would play a show in a venue, wherever that venue was, whether it was the Albert, the Spectrum, now the Pyramid, or Wellington's, or the West End, or wherever, and would just midway through the set go, all right, story time, And John would come out from behind the kit and tell a story.
Yeah, Paul, but yes.
Well, okay, it was Paul that told the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I got them mixed up. I'm sorry. I apologize profusely for my my error in my ways.
I won't tell him.
It's fine. But once again, 204-774-6877 is the number you need to call to make your pledge towards Campus Community Radio. Because here for this show, we are trying to hit $1,200.
Cool.
As of last week, we hit $676. Based on how all of these number things and everything works on these papers that that has been given to me, we are now at $952.
I think we should maybe just briefly mention the cool artwork on the new T-shirt.
By all means, mention the cool artwork on the T-shirt.
I mean, I've pledged already, and I pledged at the T-shirt level. It's like $75, and you get the discount card, the Friends Of.
Yep.
And is it just a T-shirt, or is it you get to pick? Is it a T-shirt or a hoodie?
No, at $75, it's just the T-shirt.
Okay. But it's really nice-looking artwork.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear that around.
And it's a slick, light pink,
yep.
I believe. So, yeah, it's going to be great. So 204-774-6877 is the number to call to make your pledge towards Campus Inn Community Radio.
You can also go online if you don't want to make a phone call. fundrive.ckaw.ca.
Oh, you are a pro at this.
Just saying, not everybody likes to make phone calls. They get nervous about it.
I know. I am one of those people that really does not like to make phone calls. I am notorious for not answering phone calls. Because I always figure, you know, if it's important enough, they'll leave a message, and I'll call them back. Or I'll text them back going, yeah, sorry, I was on the bus. But anyway, here's one of the things that I do like to do when I do come in and do live radio here at the station is I like to go onto the new release wall and just grab a small stack of CDs.
Cool.
I have no idea what these CDs are.
Is this the new release wall?
That's the new release wall there. I don't know what any of it is, barring anything that I've actually listened to before or has already been on the new release wall last time I was in the studio, and just play track ones or track twos from different discs. And thusly, you get a nice mix of what the heck is going on here on the radio. So 204-774-6877 is a number to call to make your pledge to Campus Community Radio and support things that do weird, funny things on the radio.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, let's listen to this one, and we'll be back in probably about 10, 15 minutes or so. Thank you.
was never one of all your dead, more bravely fell in fray than he who marches to his death on the bridge of tomb today.
Talking about the nihilism. popping sounds of all these stains and scratches from these owl nights, our Nebraska nights, our Nebraska nights, they our Nebraska nights. When Nebraska, we always come down after our ACDC and pokes rounds of beers. 4 hours and hours talking about girls and boozing about Jim Jarmusch, Bukowski and Zeno. I remember when I was singing with the boss was more than a howl, selling it on always too loud. Only Nebraska nights. Nebraska nights, our Nebraska nights. You wrote light from Nebraska on your wall with adding your left dishes in the kitchen sink, first porcelain, then your plastic things. And you took forever to wash your hands, but your heart always was with your friends. With you I could talk or be alone, and you always wrote the better poem. True. Nebraska nights. Oh, Nebraska nights. Hey, Nebraska nights. Nebraska nights should have never ended, but eventually they did, of course. And I can only say I enjoyed every single one, and now since they're gone, we lost touch. And then that dark beast crawled up to you like in a winter breeze. It froze something in you like a shock, and now still a dog. Nebraska nights. I miss my Nebraska nights. Oh, our Nebraska nights. Nebraska nights. Our Nebraska nights. Our Nebraska nights.
All right, welcome back. That was that's a, just a drawing of a human being on the side.
Yeah.
That was Thorsten Nesch with a title track to the record Nebraska Nights. Thanks, Joel, for picking that one out.
Yeah, it was pretty good, pretty folky.
It was a nice little surprise. So I don't know. Based on that, I thought it was going to be a little bit more of a. Like, album cover-wise, I thought it was going to be a little bit more, like, emo.
Well, I thought it was going to be, like, lo-fi, sort of indie stuff. And I guess it was, technically, but it was just one guitar, is all.
Yeah. It was quite lovely.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
I liked it. It's a very catchy song.
Perfect. Joel is here as a special guest on the old Completely Asinine Radio program here at CKUW 95.9 FM because for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, because as we discussed earlier, we've known each other for a very long time.
It's been a few weeks.
It's been more than a minute.
Also, and everybody wants to know, is it completely asinine or is it just like mostly asinine?
Well, it depends on whether or not you understand what the actual definition of asinine is. Because the definition of asinine is that you're mule-headed in your determination to follow through with something.
Yeah.
It's like you are, you're like a donkey that is just...
That's something to be said about language, though. I don't think most people would.
Most people usually think it means something completely different in terms of just being an ass.
And doesn't a word actually mean what most people think it means, though, eventually?
Yeah.
There are words that sort of change meaning and context over time.
I prefer to stick with the Oxford Dictionary on this one.
Okay.
Mostly because, you know, as you know, 4.5 years ago, I went through a medical emergency situation.
That's not me, is it?
What was that?
That's not me.
We got a donation coming in.
Oh, we got a donation coming in.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
All I heard was a weird bleepy noise, and I wasn't sure if it was...
blinking up there.
Oh, it was blinking.
Okay.
When that light blinks, donation's coming in.
Cool. That's fantastic. Good to know. I mean,
that's another reason to donate right now, is you can set this thing off blinking in here, and we won't know what's going on. We'll be like, yeah. What is happening?
Because it's literally what's going on right now. So 204-774-6877 is the number to call to make that happen again. Because I'm not going to remember that is going to flash or blink or whatever at me.
Yeah. We're like rats in an experiment.
Yeah, we're like rats in a cage, despite all of our rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to be part of the campus and community radio community. Did I say community twice there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I was pretty sure that I did, and I'm going to say that I meant to do that.
It's a community radio community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying about, you know, 4.5 years ago, I went through a period of things where there was something that was physically wrong with me that was making me very angry all the time.
Yeah.
And I was angry 98% of the time. Yes, Mike, according to you, I never saw you as angry. So I was angry. It was a very slow process that ended up being there. And then I got new parts of my heart and I became a happy guy.
Wow.
I don't understand science and stuff like that, but...
No, I've heard of this in The Grinch.
Yeah, whatever they did, they fixed something, and I went from, like, being angry all the time to being, like, mostly happy all the time.
Wait, was part of that surgery, though, drugs? Because it could have been the drugs that made you happy.
Well, that said, all of those drugs have worn off.
Wow. Right, but you're still happy.
I'm still happy. Okay. It's been a number of years, because I actually do remember having a conversation with my brother about that specific thing when I was still in the ICU.
Right,
and he was like, "I'm pretty sure it's the drugs." And I said to him something along the lines of, "You're not wrong, but also." We've done a lot of things over the years. This is hitting different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was legit because I was getting proper oxygen to the brain.
Oh, that makes
sense. As opposed to...
Yeah.
It was the drugs.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So 204-774-6877 if you'd like to hear even more personal stories from the hospital. I have many, and they're all funny. At least to me. At least to me. We got an hour and a half. We can tell all the stories throughout the evening.
Yeah.
But 204-774-6877 is the number to call to reach us here at the Palatial Studios on the four and a half floor of CKUW at the University of Winnipeg. And let's go with... telling people some of the people that have already donated to the program. We got a donation from Christiana for $75. Jason gave us $50. Chris gave us $220. Jay gave us $35.
Nice.
Yeah. And that brought us to up to 380. And then Carl dropped another 90. Darren dropped to 35. And Jared dropped to 101.5. Exactly. I think we all knew who that Jared is.
Yeah.
That brought us up to 607 for that half of the sheet that I've got for today's show. 204-774-6877 is the number to call to make your pledge to Campus and Community Radio. Or, as Joel mentioned earlier, if you are a... what kind of a phobia is it for phones? Like phone calls. What kind of a phobia is that?
I don't know if it's a phobia.
Let's call it the telephobia.
That's not bad. Yeah.
We'll go with that. We'll call it telephobia.
They're telephobic.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because phones should absolutely be able to get married.
Oh, dear word. It's actually telephobia. Fantastic. Electric John comes in with the save and saves us from making fools of ourselves on the radio live. Although, I kind of wish we'd gotten to make fools of ourselves on the radio live.
There's still time.
It's going to happen, Joel. It's going to happen. So, if you're telephobic, fundrive.ckuw.ca is where you need to go. And utilizing the fancy drop-down menu things on the website, just look for CARP, comma, the. It's pretty easy. I usually say it as the Completely Asinine Radio Program, but I guess for typing things on computer programming, it's faster to just go C-A-R-P.
Mm-hmm.
Four letters instead of like 35.
Right.
I get it. I really wish it was just Completely Asinine Radio Program, but when I started up with this name of the show, I did call it the CARP on a regular basis, too, so...
I'm pretty sure now it is actually exactly 35 letters, because you probably have that number in your head.
I've actually never counted it, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I think we should have someone call in with the real number of letters.
Absolutely. And you need to call that at 204-774-6877 to make your pledge towards Campus and Community Radio. And for the record, know that you don't have to pay immediately now. It's a pledge. It's a promise. It is going to be, taken from your bank account or MasterCard, Visa thing.
I think people know what a pledge is.
Yeah, next month is when it starts.
Yeah.
And if you're like me and you want to make it like, you know, like a larger pledge and make it really simple, payment plan.
Yeah.
You forget all about it. It's like you can do roughly a $220 pledge for about $19 a month.
You know what? I'm starting to wonder though if people even know. There's no commercials.
You're not wrong. I haven't heard a single commercial yet.
Yeah. We could start doing commercials, just random ones for local shops.
You can have your breakfast here
like,
at
no,
Dutch Maid.
We don't want these commercials. We'll donate.
You can have a great breakfast at Dutch Maid.
Not bad. It's a good jingle.
I know. It's too bad Dutch Maid doesn't exist anymore.
It is too bad. Not just for that reason.
Such good breakfast. Anyway, here's a Spice Girls cover. By a band that I've never heard before, and I'm playing it, one, because I love the Spice Girls, and two, because a friend of mine told me that I should play this and listen to this.
There you go.
And I figure the best way to do that is live on the radio.
Yep.
So here we go. Spice Girls, done by 100 Moons from Toronto. Supposedly kind of a shoegaze type band.
Hmm.
But I don't know. That's just what I was told.
We'll find out.
204-774-6877 is the number to call to make your pledge to Campus and Community Radio here at CKUW 95.9 FM.
communication can't get through. Our communication depends on me and you. Got to stay in touch even though we're on the move. Keep your mind open, say what's new. Exchange the facts. Keep in contact. Keep on trying to call you, but I can't get through. Our communication must get through. Telephone. I keep on trying to reach you, but I can't get through. Our communication must get through. Baby, talk to me. Information, please. Don't put me on hold. Situation, soul to soul. We'll be right back.
All right. Okay, there we go. I can hear myself now. I couldn't for a second. I don't know if I did something wrong or not. I probably did. That, of course, if you've listened to this show on any form of regular basis at all, you know that one of my favorite albums from a local band of all time is People Write to Gina Davis in Japanese by the band from Atlantis, who only ever put out one actual album. Yes, there was two cassettes that came out beforehand, but only one actual album. And I words don't really come to me very well when in terms of trying to describe like how much passion and love I have for this record. I do remember when it first came out being, oh, this is a very produced version of what these guys sound like. And it did not have, to me at the time, the rawness of what their live show was, which was basically organized chaos.
Yeah.
Because as we were saying, anything could happen during one of their shows. Like one of the first shows that I saw them play, Doug was jumping up so much that when he slipped and fell, he knocked over a cymbal, which ended up crashing and nearly decapitating him. All while Lisa was just standing there just going, I don't know what the heck is going on, but I'm just going to stand here and play bass. And everything else was just mayhem. Loved it. Loved that band so much. I miss them. And Yeah. Words.
Yeah, they're all amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard any of Doug's new stuff.
Oh, the new record's releasing, great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. The Prometheus something.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it.
We can play some of it a little bit later.
Yeah.
I have the means to do that, so we're good. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, where on this particular show, the Completely Asinine radio program, we play this, that, and a bunch of the other things. We haven't really done a bunch of the other things quite yet, but I promise you, they will happen.
I just remembered James Mahar is still putting out records, too.
Yeah, is he still doing a concise history of modern something or other?
Something
or
like that.
Or has he done something new completely yet again?
I'm going to have to research this because I don't remember.
Yeah, last I knew was a concise history of man.
Yeah.
And that was sort of electronic-y type stuff, and it was really cool. 204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to reach Electric John here in the studio for your pledging needs. I'll just update you a little further with some of the other pledges that have happened over the last week and a bit. Mark hit us up with another $75. Daryl also gave us a 65 and a 60. John gave us 35, and Wes gave us 35. And we got more probably on the boom. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, we do. No, we got more on the boom.
Okay. I wasn't sure what the boom part meant, but
it's right there. You can see it, the boom. It's right there, and they got more on it.
Okay, cool. 204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to reach us here for your pledge to Campus and Community Radio. We're looking for $1,200 for the show. And what are we at so far, grand total overall?
I got $1,027.